It's time for today's daily devotional. And don't forget, if you would like to continue your daily devotional or you missed it, we are now posting discussion questions in the outline and the audio on the website. You can go to WBYZ94.com under featured and click download the PDF. This week we are studying in Isaiah 40 and we are asking you the question, is your gas tank empty? And of course, that is a series that is inspired from a past sermons of Harvest Church. We're on day three, and day three is this. We can't keep running on empty. Our scripture focus, once again, Isaiah 40, 29, because we're hanging on to it. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. We've all seen the gas light come on in our vehicles. Same way for our bodies. Some of us push it thinking that we can just go a few more miles. I know it. You're probably driving on it right now. Others, we rush to the gas station the minute it dings. Some of us don't even wait till it gets that low. But in life, we often ignore the warning signs in our own souls longer than we should. And why is that? Because sometimes we're driving sporadically. We're rushing from one thing to the next. When life feels like it's always running late, we end up living at a frantic pace. We speed from task to task, conversation to conversation, to appointment, but spiritual fuel can't be filled at a sprint. It's in the still moments. It's in the pauses that we are replenished. Other times, we just simply are not paying attention to the gauges. You know how that is. Our bodies are showing signs. We're sleeping more to escape the stress. Maybe we're not sleeping at all. Our eating patterns may change. Maybe we lose our appetite, or maybe we start stress eating. Emotionally, we're spiraling. And spiritually, we feel disconnected. Worship becomes sporadic because we don't even remember the last time we prayed, maybe the last time we read, or the last time we really felt God's presence in our lives. Now, these are some things that we don't really talk about, but they are real and they do matter. And in Isaiah 40, it tells us something beautiful, that God gives power to the faint. He doesn't scold us for running low, yet he invites us to come to him. If we will stop long enough to listen, to breathe, and to sit in his presence, he promises to refill us with what's been lost. So today we ask ourselves the question, are we living in the rhythm of with God, or are we running past the signs? Let's just stop long enough today to refuel. And the three words that we're focusing on this week is stop, rest, and refuel. As we go to you today in prayer, God, we admit we haven't been paying attention. We've been rushing, avoiding, escaping, and ignoring what our hearts and bodies are trying to tell us. We've skipped rest. We've pushed through warning signs and let the noise drown out your voice. But you still invite us to come, to receive power, and to be made new. And today we stop. We breathe, we wait on you. Fill us up again. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.